All right, this penalty is going to be assessed against the Kirksville Tigers and is going to put the ball at the Kirksville 10-yard line. That's where Kirksville will have it, second down and about 20. They need to get all the way out to their 30-yard line for a first down. On second down, Bohan under center, double wing formation. Lewis in motion to the right. They're going to run the option. Bohan's going to keep it. Bohan's off right tackle, up through the middle, crossing the 20, the 25. He gets up to the 29-yard line. A good run there by Bohan. Nick Duncan on the tackle, but Bohan is close to a first down. Now they're going to actually back it up and say his knee was brought down at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, that was a well-run play that time, but give Duncan the credit for getting the stop.
Double wing formation for Kirksville. Tanner Lane, the lone setback at the fullback position. Bohan takes a snap, going to run it to the left, and he is brought down for a sack as he tried to run the option with Gooch and was brought down quickly by Mosier and Schaefer.
Chillicothe getting
also in there. Sorry,
Chillicothe getting some good pressure, calling Schaefer's name a lot, so he's really kind of coming up, making the stop. Wait, I'm not in the selfie.
Punt formation for Miltek. Another low snap that he picks off the turf, and this one goes high and out of bounds on the north sidelines near the Kirksville bench. Let's see where the referees step this off on the sidelines. They are coming into Kirksville territory. He continues to move to the west, and he's going to say the ball went out of bounds at the Kirksville 41-yard line. Randy, I was telling Butch in the first half that Miltek was really booming the punts in the pregame warm-ups, and he just hasn't had a chance to get the ball away cleanly because all these bad snaps.
Yeah, when the ball's on the ground and Walker Graves is full tilt boogie headed your way, I'd probably have a hard time punting too.
Ty Figg, flank tight to the left side. Keeley's now into the ball game for Atkins. Here comes Keeley. He's into the secondary. Spins at the 40, the 35, and he's down at the Kirksville 30-yard line for a Hornet first down. Morgan Mays, the senior defensive end, was in on the tackle of Keeley.
Gain of 11 that time, down to the 30. Fresh set of downs, another first and 10. Killy just so much vastly improved over last year in all aspects. Really proud of that young man.
2:45 remains third quarter. Figg is wide to the left this time. Hand off to Killy again. The junior fullback crosses the 30, the 25. Won't go down, crosses the 20, and he's finally brought down at the 17-yard line by the senior Joe Sollers. Another first down, two carries, two first downs by Josh Killy.
And now they're going to mark it down. They're going to move it up and say down at the 19-yard line. Still two carries, 11 yards both times.
Figg, flank tight to the left. Keeley and Lent split in the backfield. Hand off to Keeley. Goes around the right side. He's at the 15. Cuts it up through the 10 to the 5. He rolls down. Joe Sollers prevented the touchdown run by Keeley as he's brought down at the 3-yard line of the Kirksville Tigers.
Well, I think you and I know whose ball's going to next. Kirksville does, too. We'll see whether they can stop him this time. They haven't the last three times.
Figg, flank tight to the left. Keeley and Lent in the backfield split. Handoff goes to Keeley from the three. Keeley fights. Touchdown, Hornets! Touchdown by Josh Keeley, his first of the night, and it comes with 2:04 remaining in the third quarter. It's now Chillicothe 27 and Kirksville 0, and all of a sudden the white helmets of the Kirksville Tigers start to dob down. And here's Willard in to attempt the point after. Figg doing the holding chores. Here's the kick. It's up. It's high enough. And it's good. So with 2 minutes, 4 seconds remaining, third quarter, it's Chillicothe. Two scores here in the third quarter to make it 28-0. Over the host, Kirksville Tigers. Let's take a three. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We have 2 minutes, 4 seconds remaining. Third quarter, Chillicothe off of a Josh Keeley 3-yard touchdown run has expanded their lead here over the Kirksville Tigers by a score of 28-0.
Four-play, 41-yard drive, all Josh Kelly.
Jack Willard has it teed up. He's 4-for-4 tonight in the extra point department. Here's the kickoff, a strong kick up the middle that Sollers lets sail into the end zone, and Kirksville will start once again, 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line.
That almost ended outside the back of the end zone. The young Mr. Willard has got a pretty good foot attached to that leg.
He's done a really good job in the offseason. He's gotten that leg a lot stronger, hadn't he?
Yes, he has, yes. And that's such an effective weapon. You don't have to worry about someone missing a block, missing a tackling assignment and having one return deep.
All right, Bohan's in shotgun formation. Lewis is to his right. Bohan stays in the pocket this time and throws wide to the right of Sollers over on the north sidelines. He was open. It was just Bohan's inaccuracy to Sollers that couldn't make that happen.
Yeah, he's having a tough night tonight all the way around. He's had a couple of decent runs, but he's been under pressure and just not been able to be effective back there like they had hoped.
Bohan's going to go under center this time, double wing formation with Tanner Lane and the lone setback. Back to pass he goes. He's pressured. He's going to have to run up the middle, and he is brought down from behind at the 22-yard line by Walker Graves.
Trey Staten in there and Tanner Lint in there as well. Good gang tackling. Three other players were back there trying to tackle. That's 6-7 players right up there in their business.
All right, Bohan coming over to the sidelines making to get that next play. And they break huddle, does Kirksville. And now a timeout is called. Called by Kirksville, their first of the second half. They have two remaining. Chillicothe has all three of theirs remaining. So we're going to take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Here's Kirksville in a shotgun. They throw it out to the left flats to Blake Lewis. And he's racing down the sidelines for a Kirksville touchdown. They threw the screen pass, and Lewis went running down the north sidelines to score the first 6 points of the 2016 season for the Kirksville Tigers. They now trail the Hornets 28-6 with 1:13 remaining in the third.
77 yards. They've been trying that screen pass multiple times, and that time they succeeded.
Miltick in to attempt the point after. His holder will be T.J. Schilling. Here's the snap. Here's the kick into the east uprights. That is good. So with 1:13 remaining in the third quarter, it's Chillicothe 28 and Kirksville 7. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. 1 minute, 13 seconds remains, third quarter, and Kirksville finally draws blood in this game and in the season with a Blake Lewis touchdown run from 72 yards out. Miltick was good on the extra point, and now he has it teed up at the west 40-yard line, getting set to kick it off to Josh Keeley, who's standing back at his own 10-yard line. Fig and Schaefer are 10 yards up in front of Keeley. Here's the kickoff. It's on the ground, goes 10 yards, and is recovered by Tanner Lent smartly at the 46-yard line of the Hornets.
No, check it, that's 39. Cade Keeley, the sophomore.
Okay.
They have him as Christian Keeley. I've always just called him Cade Keeley.
First and 10 for the Hornet offense at their own 46-yard line. Kirksville on defense right now. They've got to believe that they're back in this and need to have a defensive stance here. The Hornets need to answer that score. Two backs are in the backfield. It's Keeley and Lent. Handoff is to Keeley. Keeley goes up the middle, crosses midfield, and is brought down from behind at the 47-yard line of Kirksville. A gain of about 8. Morgan Mays was on the tackle for the Tigers.
Another nice run by Keeley. Nice to have two pretty quality backs at fullback to be able to rotate in and out, each bringing something different to the game.
Keeley goes out. He was just a little hampered there as he went out on that tackle of on that last play. Here's Figg, flanked tight to the left. Handoff goes to Atkins, and he is tripped up at the ankles and falls head first down at the 46. A gain of about 2 yards there. Ethan Gooch in on the good tackle, and there's an injured player back in the Kirksville secondary. That's number 3, Nick Williams. I believe it looks like it might just be a cramp because it wasn't a pass play. I don't think there was any receivers
out
there.
Yeah, that's a cramp.
And it is. It looks like he's being attended to by his teammate, Gooch. So let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. They are working right now on Nick Williams out on the football field as he had a cramp in his leg.
And those can be so painful.
Yeah, he went down quickly, just like I get up quickly. And when I'm laying there in bed, that's the only time I usually get cramps in the muscles any nowadays. I
Wait
don't
a minute.
Do anything athletically otherwise.
Let's back up. You get up quickly?
I get up quickly. I scream. I yell. I do everything. It hurts. It hurts, Randy.
More bananas, I'm just saying.
The unfortunate thing is I don't have any trainers there to attend to me when the cramp comes to play.
Your kids probably point and laugh at the old man, right?
Yeah. All right, he's still out there being attended to, so let's take another 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI. All right, here's Nick Williams. He's now gotten up. He's being helped by two young ladies from the Kirksville training staff.
I think they may be from Truman State, maybe.
Well, he looks like he's not in any pain now. Being helped off by two pretty girls there. I mean, he's coming around quickly. But
yeah, those are Truman State students, I think, probably, or staff members. I see the big T on their sweaters there.
All right, the Hornets, when we come back here, they will have a 3rd down and 2 at the Kirksville 46-yard line. Cade Snyder, the quarterback. Do you think they throw the ball? Well, I was going to say, do you think they throw the ball here with Nick Williams out of the game? But it's probably more important to pick it up here.
Not on the 3rd and 2, I wouldn't think.
They're going to let the clock run out now here in the 3rd quarter, and we will move into the 4th quarter after we take this 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.